guarded very closely. Fullback jumper is short. Rebound Kohler on the baseline. Kohler going to go to the basket, lays it high off the glass. No good. Wilbanks with the rebound. Gives it to Rogers. He'll pull it out to James. Up top to Kohler. Kohler spins, kicks it out. Rogers open for three. It's a no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Friga. And it will go to Ava. Just underway here in the third quarter with Willow leading 24-18. Again, missed opportunities for Willow on that possession. Willow will pressure the ball at half court. Ava gets it into the corner and in some trouble. They'll back it off, reset the offense with Dalton out in front. Dalton to Sawyer. Sawyer loses the handle on it, picks it up in midcourt, trapped in some trouble, lobs it back. Ava maintaining possession, but the Willow Bears making it hard on him now. Dalton open for three, misses it. Rebound underneath by Mahan, puts it up, no good. Wilbanks had the rebound and draws the foul.
I think that's going to be
on Ava.
The first foul on Isaac Dalton.
First foul of the second half. And both teams really missing several opportunities to score. Ava only scored 30 points against Kabul the other night. Came back with a 60-point-plus performance against Conway. Friga at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. There's Rogers underneath, wide open.
Well, give an assist to Friga on that one.
26-18. Willow goes up by eight.
Friga saw him cutting for the easy basket.
Dalton at midcourt. Throw it up top. Underneath, Mahan, right block. No good. Kohler, Wilbanks had the rebound. Had all kinds of contact. Knocked out of bounds. So it'll go to Willow, but I thought there would be a foul there.
Yeah, I did too. Wilbanks was obviously fouled, just no call.
These guys have been pretty consistent. They're not going to call a lot. James to the right side for Rogers. Willow leading by eight. 2 minutes into the third quarter. Spots for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound by Mahan. Dalton pushes it ahead. Bounce it into the corner for Stout. Stout in trouble and steps on the out-of-bounds line. Should be Willow ball, right?
Yep, that's what they're calling.
They're going to say James had it, was out of bounds.
Okay.
So it's Ava ball.
The official back here called Willow ball. So not
a
turnover.
Conflicting report, but it's Ava ball.
Yeah, not a turnover.
Stout will take it in midcourt. Goes to the right side. James comes out to guard him. Rogers goes for the steal but doesn't get it. Dalton gets it away. Left side. Back up to Dalton. Dalton, nice pass to Stout, right block, put it up and in. Good pass by Isaac Dalton, and it's back to a 6-point lead for Willow with 5:40 left to go in the third quarter. Rogers on the right side, Friga to James on the left wing. James screens, runs into traffic, throws it over to Rogers on the right wing. Jace between his legs, pull-up jumper right side, no good, off the rim. And a rebound for Ava, and they throw it away. Tried to get it down the floor quickly and a little too quickly. Unforced turnover by the Ava Bears.
Both teams a little cold from the outside here to start this third quarter.
Really, neither team shooting well at all in this game. Just 26-20, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. James lobs it to Kohler at the free throw line. Back to Rogers. He'll spot for three. Got it. Jace for three. And Willow leads by nine in the afternoon, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Dalton up top. Stout to the right block. Ball loose. Picked up, top of the key by Ava. They'll reset. Goss to the right side. Stout blocked by Wilbanks. They're going to call him for a foul.
It'll be third on Wilbanks. Third. Oh, no, only second.
Stout will go to the line shooting two for Ava.
.446 left to go in the third quarter. Bears from Willow by nine.
Free throw by Stout is good.
Now by eight. 29-21.
Stout's second free throw on the way. Gives some directions to his teammates and makes the second free throw. 29-22, Willow by seven. Approaching the halfway point in the third quarter, James brings it across midcourt. Rogers on the right side, right back to James. Bears working around the arc to Frigga up top. Rogers wants another three. Got it, and he's fouled.
Wow.
Rogers with a chance for a four-point play.
That's about, the sophomore looking good here on the last couple of possessions.
Well, and Jace is on his three-pointers. They don't even look like they touched the net. Pretty shot. He's got a couple of big threes and a chance for a four-point play here.
Foul on Stout, his second.
Free throw is good. Rogers has sparked the Bears here in the third quarter. Willow goes up by 11. Dalton bobbles the ball at midcourt, gets it away to Stout on the wing, takes one dribble, trapped, and fouled. Ooh. They've consistently not called that this afternoon, but they'll call that one on James.
That'll be his third foul.
Coach Forrest says you've got three. You've got to be careful now. Ava will inbound at midcourt. They get it back to Stout, and the Bears will relax a little bit on defense. Ava, top of the key, pass tipped. James would have had the steal, but the official was in his way.
Yeah, the guy in the striped shirts was just standing in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
Kobe just tipped that ball right to him.
He's laughing. He knows that he messed up layup for Willow.
Kind of off his head there.
Dalton into the backcourt for Stout. Ava maintains possession thanks to a screen from the official. Dalton, open for three, doesn't take it. Gets it up to Goss. Goss, Stout on the right side, pass tipped out of bounds by Rogers.
Boy, a lot of Bears getting hands on the ball.
You like to see that.
Good defense. Kobe James takes a seat on the bench, and Aiden Stewart comes in for the Bears right now.
Rare break for the freshman. Ava into the backcourt for Stout. Willow leading by 13. Stout up top. He'll put it on the floor. Bears in the 3-2 zone. Goss in the corner. Picks up his dribble. Fires it back up top to Widmeyer. Goss looks underneath. Dalton's going to pull back for three. Partially tipped. No good. Rebound underneath by Goss. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Stewart.
Good job by Aiden.
Give it to Rogers. Jace flying across midcourt with a full head of steam. Lobs it to Stewart in the corner. Aiden going to go baseline, loses the handle on it. It's a steal by Ava. Goss travels at midcourt, and then Stewart comes and takes it away. No call on the walk, but Stewart with the steal, and the Bears have it back. Rogers up top, and heard Coach Forrest from up here say, whoa, slow it down. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, Willow by 11. Frigga takes the screen to the free throw line. Rogers on the wing. Goes baseline. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound. Ava. Dalton. Across midcourt. Up top to Goss. Goss takes the dribble. Widmeyer. Dalton. Nice pass. Get it baseline. Henry puts it up. No good. Rebound tipped. Loose. Henry got it, and a jump ball finally called. About four or five guys that had a handle on that at one time. And
Wilbanks came out of there, out of the pile with it.
Man shaking his head. He got popped in the eye.
No foul on that, right?
No foul.
Okay. No
Ava
foul
ball.
On that. They're letting them play, as you said earlier.
Man's going to stay in, but, man, he is blinking and rubbing his eyes, trying to get his senses back. Stout with the inbound, and he's going to call a foul on Willow on the inbound. I think it was on Jace on an illegal screen. That's Rogers' first. Rogers played well here in the third quarter.
They took Mahan out of the game for good reason.
Yeah, but he's got some blood now.
Yeah, put Henry in to replace him.
And there's some blood on the floor
that
they'll need to be wiped up. 2:27 to go, third quarter. Willow leading 33-22. Outscored the Ava Bears here in the third quarter. We'll take a quick break. 32nd time away. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU.
2:27 left to go in the third period here at Stratford, with Ava trailing Willow Springs. The score 33-22. One of the Ava players had a little
Mahan.
Carter Mahan had a little bit of blood coming out of his nose. So some of that got on the floor, and they have to use special precautions to clean that up. So that's caused a little bit of a delay.
Yeah, that gets sanitation if you've got blood on the sweat and the spit and whatever. We'll just wipe that up. But the blood, we've got special chemicals. But we're still working on the floor a little bit to make sure all of the blood droplets are off the floor here in Stratford. Somebody's doing a really good job down there. He is on his hands and knees scrubbing.
Looks like that's probably his job. He knows and does his job well.
2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Willow leading 33-22. Much like last night against Buffalo, Willow using a strong push in the late part of the second quarter and into the third quarter to build up a little bit of a lead here.
Well, it's been the Jace Rogers quarter here as he has scored 9 points. And that's how many points the Bears have scored in the third quarter. So he's outscored the Ava Bears, Ashton Stout, 9-4. Stout has all
their
points. So
Willow doing a better job on Dalton here in the second half. Ava to inbound after the blood spill. We're back to action. Widmeyer into the corner for Stout. Stout will take one dribble, pick it up, and kick it back to Goss at midcourt. Goss bounced it into the corner for Widmeyer on the right side, holds it on his hip, lobs it back to Stout. We approach the 2-minute mark here in quarter number three, and the pass again tipped out of bounds by the Willow Bears. Rogers again getting a hand on it.
It's Chase Rogers getting hands on it, or legs, one of the two.
Stout will take the inbound. Goss out in front. There's Dalton. His pass tips out of bounds again by Rogers.
Yes, Rogers he's got his hands in there. He's playing a good game today.
Abel will inbound again. Stout looking underneath. He'll lob it back to Dalton. Dalton thought about just taking it. Instead, he'll throw it to Widmeyer. Back up top to Goss. Goss to the free throw line. Back out to Stout. The 1:45 to go in the third. Willow leading by 11. Dalton's going to go baseline. Pull-up jumper is no good. Stewart there for the rebound for Willow. Aiden across the timeline. Stewart going to go to the basket. Nice pass at the last second to Rogers. Kick it back out. Rogers in the paint. Floater goes down. Jace Rogers having a quarter.
On fire.
35-22. Willow with 1:20 to go in the third. Dalton to Gaunt. Bounce it right side to Widmeyer. Widmeyer's pass into the corner for Dalton. He'll take a dribble, lob it up top. Underneath, turnaround jumper is off the mark, and Wilbanks is there for the rebound. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Willow by 13. Wilbanks to Rogers. Boy, Wilbanks thought about shooting it.
and I
would have had a problem with
probably
it.
Probably should have.
Stewart on the right side. Checks in on Kohler. Now we give it to him in the corner. Backs it out to Stewart. Ava's relaxed a little bit into that zone defense. Mm-hmm. The Bears might run it down here a little bit. Play and catch around the three-point arc with 30 seconds to play in the third. Friga has it. Back to Stewart. Stewart dribbles in, and a foul and check on Ava. Willow will take it out of bounds with 26 seconds to go in the third.
That's Goss. He's back in there, and that's his third foul. So he's got three, and James has three for the Bears from Willow.
Brigger will inbound for Willow. Looks at Wilbanks. Finds Stewart cutting to the basket. Couldn't get a shot off, though. The Bears will have to reset. Rogers with 20. Coach Forrest giving him some direction. Rogers at midcourt with 15. Rogers with 12, takes a screen, gets trapped, has the ball stolen by Dalton. Dalton trying to go all the way. It is up and no good. Rebound tips and out of bounds off Ava. Be Willow ball with 1.8 on the clock. Length of the floor to go. We'll see if Willow can get a shot off here. Sawyer will check in for Goss to make sure Goss doesn't pick up a fourth foul here. And Ava will bring up a couple guys to make sure Willow doesn't get a shot off. Kohler to Friga at half court, shot up at the buzzer, off the front of the rim.
Pretty
close. That's the end of three from Stratford. Willow looking for the consolation championship, leads Ava 35-22. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Good getting ready to head into the fourth quarter here at Stratford. Willow Springs leading 8-35-22. It was all Jace Rogers in the third quarter for the Bears. They had 11 points, and he got all of them. And for the Ava Bears, it was Ashton Stout. Well, he got 4 points, and that's all the Ava Bears scored in that third quarter. So good defense by the Bears from Willow.
Buffalo won the seventh place game today. 70-52 was the final. Kabul and Cassville coming up next for third place. This is the fifth place game, and the winner will have two wins in this tournament. Willow Bears trying to go to 3-1 if they can finish this one off as we start the fourth quarter. Willow will have the ball, leading 35-22. Colby James back in there for Willow, playing with three fouls. Frigga on the left side. Gets it to the free throw line. Rogers cutting, but no chance to get it to him. They'll back it out to James. James inside to Kohler. Kohler backs in, loses the ball, picks it up, flings it to Rogers on the baseline, back to Kohler. Kohler, big jump stop in the paint, puts it up and in.
Okay, good job, Ryan.
Worked hard for that.
He did.
Got the basket and puts Willow up by 15. Dalton the other way. Gives it up, top of the key for Henry. Sawyer underneath the basket, throws it up, no good. Rebound put up, no for Ava. Dalton with the rebound, right block, and they'll get Wilbanks for the foul. Not much contact from Braxton.
Third foul on Braxton.
And going to the line will be Dalton for Ava.
Ava had several chances there underneath the basket, and finally Isaac gets to the free throw line, fouled in the act of shooting, and misses his first shot.
Dalton will get another. It's short, missed them both. Frigg is there for the rebound. Hands it to James. Colby will bring it across midcourt. Kohler up top. Back to James. Checks inside, out to Wilbanks up top. Braxton will pull back for three. Got it! Wilbanks' percentage is very good from beyond the arc. Willow goes up by 18. 6:40 to play. Dalton. Out in front of the Ava bench. Holds it on his hip. He'll take a dribble. Give it to Henry. Now Sawyer on the right side. The young Ava team that's only going to get better as the year goes on. Stout in the corner. Inside to Henry. Back it out to Dalton. Dalton. A little head fake. Back up top to Goss. Ava's having a hard time getting a shot off on this zone defense.
Yeah, it's taking them a long time.
Sawyer in the corner. Back it up to Henry. Henry dribbles in, flips it to Stout. Big jump stop for Stout. Throws it up. No good. Rebound tipped. Ava's got it back. Sawyer tries to attack. Nothing there. He'll kick it back to Stout as we go under 6 minutes to play. Ava spent about a minute on this possession. Sawyer's pass tip stolen by Kohler. Kohler read it perfectly. All the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Great read by Ryan Kohler. Willow up by 20. Sawyer up top. Gives it to Henry. Pass tip. Stolen by the Bears. Get it ahead to Kohler. Kohler, full head of steam, lays it up and in. Timeout, Coach Jenkins and the Ava Bears. 5:23 to play here in Stratford. Willow has doubled up Ava, 44-22. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU.
At Stratford in the fourth quarter with the Willow Springs Bears leading the Ava Bears 44-22 as the Willow Bears have doubled up. Ava, that's kind of a surprise to me, Marty. I know there's some good young players over there at Ava.
Yeah.
And they just are having a hard time scoring right now. They seem to be lost on the offensive end of the floor. And and the Bears are playing good defense against them, too, with that 3-2 zone that they play a lot, and Ava's having trouble with it. Just can't score.
Well, minus the game on Tuesday, the three games that I've seen Willow play, the defense has been really good, and it takes a while for the offense sometimes to get clicking, but that defense has been a consistent, and that's really a carryover from this program from the last 4 years.
Yep. Ava ball as we resume action with 5:23 left to go in the ball game.
James, Kohler, Wilbanks, Frigga, and Rogers, five starters out there for Willow. Dalton into the front court. He'll give it up to Goss. Goss, top of the key, into the corner for Stout. Ava's going to have to be a little quicker on offense. It just takes them a long time to get a good look. Widmeyer into the corner. There's Dalton open for three. Missed it. It bounces over the backboard, and it'll be Willow ball. Dalton was really pacing Ava early, but credit Willow. They've clamped down on him and really limited him since that first quarter.
Yeah.
James into the front court for Willow. Gives it to Rogers. Under 5 minutes to play. Willow up by 22. James up top. Fires it into Kohler. He can't handle the pass. Loose. Gives it to Frigga. Frigga on the baseline. Goes up. Gets fouled. And Ryan Frigga will go to the line shooting two for Willow. This was a tie game at the end of the first quarter. Willow just led by six at halftime. And now lead by 22 halfway through the fourth quarter.
Foul on Ashton Stout of Ava. His second foul.
Free throw is good by Frigga.
Frigga had to sit out a lot of the half. That's his first point of the game.
Second one is good. Made them both. 46-22, Willow by 24. 4.5 minutes to play. Dalton into the front court. Gone. Widmeyer in front of the Ava bench. Bounced to the Kohler. Went for the steal. Tipped it.
Got it.
Back to Rogers. Back to Kohler. To the basket. Lays it up and in. Ryan Kohler.
He's having a fourth quarter.
Beneficiary of a lot of good defense, and a lot of it he's creating.
That's right.
Out on that point on defense, here's Dalton going to the basket. He gets pushed by Kohler, I believe.
I think it's Kohler.
And Abel will take it out of bounds.
Oh, that's the first foul. Nope, they give it to Jace Rogers. That'll be his second foul. Bears are sending in the bench.
4:14 left to play. Yeah. Wilbanks, Kohler, and Rogers come out. Miller, Gibson, and Garrett Spence come in. Ava will inbound underneath their own basket. They get it in, and Spence tackles.
Garrett's going to get a foul there.
Grady Goss. Goss, the football stud for Ava. He pops right back up. And Ava will try that again.
16th foul on the Bears, so Ava will be shooting in the next foul committed by the Bears.
Stout will inbound and get it back at the top of the key. Goss finds Mahan underneath, put it up, nobody's fouled, and Mahan will go to the line shooting two.
Well, they're going
to
be on Gibson.
The guys at the end of the bench picking up some fouls quickly upon their entrance.
Mahan's the guy that had the bloody nose earlier.
Free throw is short.
And Ava is 0 for 3 from free throws here in the fourth quarter. Not scored yet.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Dalton in the paint. Floater won't go. Rebound tips. Tips again. James comes away with it. He's going to outrun everybody.
Maybe.
Pulls up now on the left wing. Going to take it himself. In the paint, jumper good. Kobe James puts the Bears up by 28 with 3:45 to play. Dalton into the front court. Over to Widmeyer. Holds it above his head. Dalton open in the corner for three. It's off the mark. Rebound James for the Bears. James into the front court. Bears trying to go up by 30. Frigga to the basket. Leaves it short. Draws the foul. And Ryan Frigga will go to the line shooting two for the Bears.
Yeah.
That's
surprising.
Yeah, a little bit. We're expecting that the Bears from Willow were maybe favored even in this game, but not
like this.
Not 30-point favorite. Frigga's free throw is good.
That's the second foul on Isaac Dalton.
Well, credit Coach Forrest with this team has took a lump on Tuesday, but came back and responded with a couple of resounding wins tournament.
And they did not play well Tuesday either.
Second free throw is good. Willow goes up by 30, and the turbo clock will be on for the final 3 minutes and 20 seconds, unless Ava can turn it off here. Ava's put in some of their bench players. Henry on the block, loses it on the floor, and it is out of bounds off Willow. It'll stay with Ava. And now Dalton will come out as well. So Coach Jenkins has emptied his bench.
Waving the white flag.
Sawyer will inbound for Ava. Gets it into Widmeyer. Backs it out. Three ball is off the mark. Rebound ran down by Ava. They'll reset. Widmeyer's pass tipped out of bounds by Stewart into the Ava bench. And Ava will once again inbound.
Clock keeps moving, even at the stoppage of play with the turbo on. It's 2:30 left to go in the game.
Wilbanks takes over for Frigga. Gets a nice hand. The senior out of the game. 30-point lead for Willow, 2:20 left to go. Ava had 18 points at halftime. As Miller gets the steal at midcourt, now they're going to call a jump. Possession arrow will go to Ava. Ava had 18 points at halftime. They have 22 with 2 minutes left to play.
They have not scored here in the fourth quarter.
Wow. Just 4 points this half for the Ava Bears. Ava working around the arc. Widmeyer to the right side for Sawyer. Free throw line. Ava just has had a really hard time getting a shot off, getting a good look, especially here in the second half. Here's Sawyer for three, no good. Stewart with the rebound for Willow. Aiden, with 90 seconds to play, we'll bring it across the timeline. Stewart, top of the key, 1:20 to go. Wilbanks on the right wing, trying to get it to Garrett Spence. He's backing in. Has it go off of his foot, gets it back, pull up, jumper, no good, off the back of the rim.
Got
Ava
shot
with the rebound. Into the front court. Looking inside, hand it off to Rogers. Back to Sawyer, up top for Wickware. Widmeyer with 50 seconds to play. Here's the shot, and good, a three-pointer by Tristan Rogers, the sophomore, with a three. Turbo clock is off, but the clock is still running right now with 40 seconds left to play. Bears leading 52-25, Stewart in the front court. Stewart going to go, nice dish to Spence, put it up, missed it. That's a good look, but Garrett couldn't finish. Ava with the rebound, all the way back down the floor. Ball's loose, picked up by Ava. They'll get a good look here. Right block, open shot, put it up and in. Henry with the basket. 10 seconds to play. Stewart will cross midcourt, and that will be a winner for the Willow Springs Bears. With 3-2-1, Willow beats Ava 52-27. We'll come back and talk about it with Coach Forrest in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.